Qatar's foreign minister has emphasized the importance of engaging in constructive dialogue with Iran for the stability of the Persian Gulf region.
Qatar has been carried very clear policy on different aspects with Iran, but we remain committed that all the problems here in the region, we need to resort to a dialogue. And this has been not Qatar's position only, but Qatar and the other GCC countries' position at our last meeting in December 2016 in Bahrain, where the leaders committed that they have to engage with Iran in dialogue, in a serious dialogue, which is based on a principle of non-interference of each other's affairs and stopping any negative influence in the region. And we are remain committed to these principles and to resort to the dialogue.
At a joint press conference with the U.S. Secretary of State, Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani criticized the Saudi-led quartet for the lack of diplomatic initiative. Al Thani added oppression and rifts were applied not by Doha, but the blockaders. The Qatari top diplomat underlined that the blockaders' policies undermine Doha's efforts to resolve regional issues and counterterrorism. Rex Tillerson underlined that Washington's efforts to persuade Saudi Arabia and its allies to engage in dialogue to resolve the dispute have been in vain. Tillerson noted that talks could not be imposed on parties who are unwilling to negotiate a solution. Crossing over right here in Tehran, joined by Sayed Mostafa Khoshesh, political analyst, thanks so much for being with us. Tell me, what do you make about the remarks of the Qatari foreign minister and basically saying, first of all, that Iran is a party to be engaged with in dealing with regional issues, and that also his comments in dealing with those who are continuing with the blockade against Doha?
Hello, Marzia, and thanks for having me. Well, as a matter of fact, you remember that Trump, you know, Trump's strategy towards Iran has, you know, a number of components, including sanctions, as well as posing a credible military threat. And the third most important one is establishing a coalition or a front against Iran to be led by Saudi Arabia and Israel jointly. So as a first move, if you remember, Trump paid a visit to, you know, Riyadh in order to make an official declaration about Saudi Arabia's leading role in establishing this this coalition, first in the PGCC, and then to be developed, this front was to be developed to other regional states, for example, Jordan and Egypt. But due to the Saudis' hawkish policies and because of their inexperienced and tribal practice of diplomacy, they used excessive force in order to push forward, and they antagonized Qatar in the first step. They tried to receive the winning aces of Qatar, including its Al Jazeera as you know, a network that plays an outstanding role in the soft war, and they wanted the Al Jazeera, for example, to be at the service of the Saudi policies, including hawkish, adopting hawkish policies against Iran. And they also intended to win the leadership of the militants that were backed up by Qatar in Syria, especially. And they failed to receive all these, you know, determining factors. Then they realized that Qatar, that was under siege, they pushed it further to come towards Iran, get closer to Iran, and Iran also increased its, you know, economic transactions with Qatar. It has increased its exports. It's the only country, neighboring country, that has kept its borders open to Qatar, and it's now playing even a more vigorous role in Qatari politics and economy. In the meantime, the Iranian and Russian, you know, smart move to bring Turkey on board of, regional decision makings, especially with regard to Syria, in return for some shifts in the Turkish, policy towards the Syrian issue, and considering that Turkey and Qatar are in alliance in a number of regional scenes, including Egypt, Libya, and Syria, now Qatar has been encouraged to start a rapprochement with Iran with regard to, the Syrian issue. That's why they, several months ago, when this rift started in the PGCC, they agreed to relocation of their militants from Damascus to Idlib, and that enraged the Saudis. Now, after this rift in the PGCC, the United States has come to realize that it is losing Qatar as an ally when it comes to Iran, instead of winning its stronger support for its policies.
Well, let's talk about, sorry to interrupt you, let's talk about Rex Tillerson's comments, actually, regarding Iran and that whole thing. We saw that, obviously, Washington is quite upset with Iran, and he has talked about, not only today, but talked about in general, about having to make sure that Iran is not causing, quote, trouble in the area, and that Iran must be controlled, and Iran, for example, must get out of Iraq, and so many other things. Let's talk about that side of things and the effect of what has happened. It's basically backfired on Washington, the situation with Doha.
Well, the point is that Tillerson has, paid a number of visits to Qatar since this row started between the Riyadh and Doha, and he has always failed, and there is only one reason. The only reason is that the Saudi front continues to, go on with its hawkish policies against Qatar, and they do not want to drop their prerequisites. That has cost the United States a lot, because it needs this front, this coalition that they needed to start against Iran and its allies, and they have failed. Let's just take a look at the region in the last 6 years. The United States invaded Afghanistan and Iraq some, 15 years ago or more. And then they, pushed the region towards chaos and disorder through a proxy warfare that they practiced through Qatar in Saudi Arabia, especially with their backup manpower and logistical support. But they hope that this chaos and disorder would eventually lead to a situation where Iranian allies would be weakened more, like President Assad of Syria. But now, after all these years, the situation has grown in Iran's favor. You just saw the chaos that started in the Iraqi Kurdistan region, and it was resolved through Iranian mediation efforts. That was admitted by a number of Kurdish officials. Also, in Syria, now Iran's ally is stronger than ever since Iran and Russia went to the scene of Syria and help Bashar al-Assad. Hezbollah is stronger than ever. Iranian allies in Iraq are in power, and they have won one major war against the ISIL. So Iran's influence has grown, and United States' strategy of containment has backfired. And this is the United States ally, Saudi Arabia, that is experiencing, weakening in practicing its regional policies and pushing its, efforts against Iran.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Tehran, Sayed Mostafa Khoshesh, political analyst.